Yeah, so it's
and that's not what it's supposed to be.
You have to use the older equipment.
The modern equipment's not going to do it for you.
So that, I mean, that.
Well, it worked on mine. My mom has a new TV, and I have a digital, a DV, mini DV camera.
So, and but that's
and
how
it,
it's supposed
and it
to
worked.
Look.
And I
did
got
it look grainy, or did it look, oh, wait.
No, it looked really clear.
Are we back, are we going to break?
Yeah, I'm at.
Oh, okay. Because it looked clear?
It was clear.
Okay, well, when I had seen it, it was fuzzy. So I don't know what they did. What did they do?
You know, wait.
Now you got to remember, you guys, I'm like 37, 38 years old, right? I'm going on 38. So we're talking going back to what, 15
Well, I thought
years?
I saw you guys do it last night, though.
20 years?
Maybe it's fuzzy if something's in there.
I was probably 14 to 16 years old. So we're talking almost, we're talking 20-some years that I'm remembering what I saw. So, and my memory could be faulty, but that's what I think I remember.
Well, Will, I thought you guys actually, I remember walking in the room and I saw you guys do it one time.
The only way we got it to work was on acid trip mode, negative art, yeah. Right?
Negative
it
art.
Was negative art, and it worked. And, it was really freaky.
I saw a little bit.
But that's not what, it wasn't in negative art mode.
I think what I'll do tonight, I'll announce this and I will do it.
Okay.
When I get home tonight, maybe somebody should come home with me tonight, because this always freaks me out.
What's your preference?
Gonna...
Male or female?
Yeah.
Plastic.
Plastic.
Blow up.
Sandwich bag with oil? No.
Egg yolk.
I'm sorry.
Egg yolk.
All natural. Okay.
I'm one with the earth.
What are you going to do other than that tonight?
Well, I've done it a little bit, but I always kind of like got the cold feet and said, no, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not
going to. Oh, leave it.
I'm going to, yeah, hopefully I don't blow my machine up, though. That's what I'm worried about. Because I was just going to do the webcam.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping I don't fry my processor by doing it. I've heard people actually doing that before.
Interesting.
So maybe I'll back up all my stuff.
You know, probably about 2 weeks ago, I set my camera up on the tripod. Because, when I sleep, weird stuff happens, at least when I'm dreaming. And I thought, okay, I'll meditate if I fall asleep. Bonus. I'll just leave it running for an hour, see what I get. I'm laying there, and my camera, when it shuts off, it goes beep, 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 beep.
Right.
I wake up, and my camera just shut off, 5 or 10 minutes into it. So I went over there, checked it, made sure all the plugs were, you know, in there, made sure the dog didn't pull anything out. And I checked the tape, made sure it was, you know, the tape was brand new. I knew it was brand new. Rewound it. And then I reviewed it, and it got to, where I was getting my pillow already and everything. I laid down, and then that's when it went beep, beep, and it shut off. So it kept shutting off, and I couldn't do it.
It wouldn't let you record it?
It wouldn't let you record?
No, I was recording, but it would only record.
For so long?
For so long, which I know isn't...
Normal.
Isn't normal. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe we'll try it another day. And I haven't done it, so.
Evidently, either Murphy was there or somebody who didn't want you to record that night was there.
Right, that's
yeah.
what I was feeling, too.
Either way, he.
Well,
I'm sorry. I have a question about, my cousin went in and put a journal about the Cornell dishes breaking.
Yep.
Okay, she was so freaked out. She called me. She's like, Christy, every time I go into the journal, the little Google ads pop up for Cornell dishes. I go, she's like, are they messing with me? I go, they could be, but I don't know if it's automatically set, if it picks up keywords.
That's what it does. Okay. That's how Google does it.
Good, because she's like, that's not right. Because I've been there when her bowl just shattered. I'm like, well, maybe it's... You know, maybe there's like a little...
We're reading your... That's how we do our marketing now, is we read your mind, and then we actually put the banner up there according to what your mind says.
Yeah.
No.
Just tell her that.
If you're thinking about Cornell dishes...
Oh, she'll...
Just tell her. I'll call her. Let's call her right now.
But she had a really freaky incident, because somebody, Amber, said, has anything else happened in your house? And she was getting her carpet redone, and her cousin was, you know, doing the carpet. And he had this equipment it required to be plugged in. And when they were talking about her Uncle Donald... The plug flew out of the wall. Like, it came away from the plug and the cord. And it was like, and they're like, holy crap, you know.
Well, I have a story.
Okay.
I have a story then. Because we're telling cool stories, okay? Here's a cool story. I just heard this on Friday night.
You heard it or you experienced it?
I heard this.
Okay.
The experiencer was my brand new sister-in-law, who you met at the wedding.
Yeah,
you all
yeah.
did. And her sister and some other people who were over. First, though, the first instance, the two instances, first instance was just my sister-in-law, okay? My grandfather had passed away last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or two years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a year and a half-ish. Hard to explain. Anyway, so he had passed away, and they went through the house, and they, you know, got all the things and stuff. Well, my mom had thought that Pete and Becky, my brother and sister-in-law, would like this ornament. It's a glass ornament for Christmas trees, right? This ornament that said 1976 on it, because my brother was born in 1976, right? So
I'm older than him.
You're older than my brother Pete.
We're all older than Pete.
Oh, a lot of people older than Pete. Not Will.
He looks not old, but he looks older.
He's professorish.
Right.
He?
That's
yeah.
why.
And so anyway, he. So they gave, you know, my mom gave him this 1976 glass ornament that used to be my grandfather's. And so Becky got in charge of decorating the Christmas tree. And, of course, they didn't do it till, you know, late because everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off during the season. But they go and she's decorating the tree. She's all alone. She's like, oh, no, this one.
I know where this is going.
This is going to be a really difficult one because, you know, this is Pete's grandfather's, right? Relatively new bride, first Christmas together. She doesn't want to break this ornament on their first Christmas, right?
Because this would be like, no.
Yeah, it would be like, big no-no, big faux pas. So what she does, she takes a little, you know, the little wire tie thing and the little hook thing, and she actually puts it on the branch and wraps it around
right.
three times so that it's secured to that branch. There was nothing was going to pull this ornament off, mm-hmm. right? And it looks good and everything, and the ornament was safe and it was secure, and she was happy, right?
Mm.
She goes out, she leaves the room, she comes back, the ornament is on the floor.
Mm.
Is it broken?
Not broken.
Oh, thank God.
And she's like, okay, that was weird. So she attaches it again, right? And this time it stays on the tree for a while. What happens is, though, her sister comes over and her sister's fiancé and some other people, and they're sitting around, and the ornament, her sister saw this happen with her own eyes, okay? The ornament flew off the tree, landed on the carpet, and rolled towards them.
It's a round one, I assume.
It's a round
okay,
ornament,
good.
But it but
if,
it was an ornament.
It'd be a big problem.
Now you have to remember this ornament was. It, she took the tie, the little mm-hmm. metal hook, and she twisted it around the branch.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work one time, so the second time she made absolutely sure that thing
was
completely affixed. Right?
Mm.
There was no way this ornament was going to come off the tree again because this was Pete's 1976 ornament from his grandfather.
Mm.
Right? So she made absolutely sure it wasn't. It didn't just like, if for example, if something had given and it was going to fall, and I've seen ornaments fall, they fall down onto the branch below them and then they fall down and then they fall down and they go bunk, 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 bunk.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Down to the ground,
and
right?
Break into a million pieces and backing it all up. Then.
Right. Well, this one leaped off the tree.
Like something
pulled it or pushed it off the tree.
I have a question about that ornament. Is it the kind of ornament where it has the top part and then it has the two wires and you kind of stick it in the hole?
It undoubtedly is, but see, she made absolutely sure.
No, the question I'm going to ask is, did the whole thing come off? Like even the metal part that goes around it that it fastens to the hook?
Yeah, the capping part.
The capping part. Did that come off too, or when it came off, was it like just the bulb itself?
No, I think it was the whole thing, even the wire hook. I'll have to ask her.
I don't think there would have been that much significance if the cap part came off.
Right, if it was just the cap that came off, then that would have been something, but she wouldn't have mentioned it then because it would have been like, okay, the little cap thing is faulty, we'll have to get another one. But no, it was the whole thing. It was the part that was wrapped around and everything, and it had been wrapped around three times. Because that's all you could do. Well, probably two and a half. I don't know. However many you can wrap it around a branch, you know.
Right.
But it was, she's like, I made absolutely sure, you know, the first time, because this was Pete's 1976 bulb from his grandfather's. And then the second time, she's like, this thing is going to be welded on practically, you know.
Mm.
And still, it unwrapped itself and flew off
the
tree.
So what did they end up doing with it? Did they a time to put it back on the tree, or did they, like, pack it
well,
away? Or
that I don't know. That I don't know. But I know that it really freaked her sister out. A lot.
Yeah, that would freak me out, too.
Because her sister saw it fly off the tree. And it didn't fall off the tree. It flew off the tree. And there's a difference, evidently.
Not definitely.
A difference that really, really freaked out her sister.
Was he trying to say, it don't belong here, put it back where it belongs, or I'm here, or, you know, what was
right. that? Right. I wonder. Or let Pete put me on the tree, or I don't know.
Or don't but worry about breaking it.
Yeah.
Throw it on the ground. Break.
It's not going to break. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back on this, because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot more to talk about, actually, as far as last night went, and there was a few weird things that happened within the audio I want to talk about, too.
Cool. Okay.
So we'll chill out.
Good to me.
We'll be right back.
I'm Van Zandt West from TrinityScience.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Just when you thought it was safe to get drunk, then say hi to your friends.
Drunken Dialing.com.
Just when you thought it was safe, make that late night booty call.
Drunken Dialing.com.
There's a kangaroo cake
plastic
in my
pocket. Oh! www.drunkendialing.com.
Good night. Say goodnight, tell me.
Walmsley, MothmanLives.com, and co-author of Mothman Facts Behind the Legend, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Ghostly Talk, sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. Trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
That's an exciting bumper.
I was going to say, that segue between the two, it was very violent.
Well, not the beginning was. Ah.
No, the segue in between those two.
Yeah.
Was like.
Pretty cool. Yeah, thanks, Will, for all that.
I was sleeping
cool
and then I woke up.
And
I was like,
I'm up. I am Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I am Karma.
And, of course, Will's manning the chat rooms and the board. And we are Ghostly Talk. Ghostly Talk is carried live on Pioneer Radio. That's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O dot net. Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, Phobos.
And our website, of course, is www.ghostlytalk.com. When we are live, we are in the chat rooms. If you go to pioneer.rolo.net and click on the text chat link, you can laugh at us with each other while we're doing the show. So, and that's what a lot of folks do. I don't know. It's not a packed chat room tonight, but there's people in there. They're all chatting. They're talking. So get in there and chat away.
Yeah, definitely. We were talking about, we finished off with your ornament story.
Ornament story, yes.
Which was interesting because, they don't normally. I only really put beer cans on my tree every year anymore now, so I've never had one fly off the tree at me yet. But they have a very limited lifespan in my house, too, though, so the beer cans themselves.
Well, Becky's sister is the one who's getting married down near New Orleans. It's actually in Mississippi. But it's, like, right next to New Orleans, Louisiana. It's, like, within a short drive.
Mm-hmm.
She might want to reconsider that.
But she lives down there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why. And so I'm thinking of going down there in June.
It'll be pretty.
You say that with a bragging smile.
I think about
going down there in June.
I really want to go down there.
Well, he's going to be flying first class. That's why.
Are you really?
No. Are you kidding? I'm going to be driving the Death Escort.
Really?
Dude, I got two new front tires today.
I was going to ask how your shoes were coming along. Got some shoes up on that Death Escort.
I got me some shoes. So, yeah, I got two new front tires, so I'm geeked about my Death Escort now. I know everybody asks me, now that you're, because I took a 5-month assignment. So,
yeah.
Everyone's like, what kind of car are you going to get? And I'm like, Well, I mean, I have a 15-year-old Escort.
It's like this bubble popped over your head where you saw, like strippers and limos and all this.
Clocker, a dollar sign. Okay. No. I'm like, I could upgrade to a 10-year-old Escort, I suppose. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
If it runs to the ground, right?
I love that car.
Right.
So I have to say, though, I did not love it when we were in Farmington Hills traffic. I despised it at that moment, as a matter of fact.
Because you have a stick, right?
It's a stick shift.
Yeah, those aren't fun traffic.
Up and down.
Oh, clutch. Man.
I was scared.
Yeah, Will was scared, and he's a beast. So, yeah, I was kind of upset. But, yeah, it was, it's not good in traffic, but as far as gas mileage goes, it's the best. Well, it's not the
best. I fought for one of those cars, this last purchase I made. I fought for one.
Yeah?
I went as far as to go on the website of the dealer I bought my car from. I saw four cars, the model that I wanted, with a 5-speed.
Yeah?
And I came there all, like, with my paperwork going, hey, this is what I found.
Look, I printed it off your website.
Here you go. It's pretty. It's like the color I want, and it's a 5-speed. So, where's it at? Well, we don't have it here.
I don't know how true it is, but I heard that manual transmissions are going to be obsolete besides sport vehicles.
I believe
pretty
it.
Pretty soon.
If I get a vehicle.
Are they going to make sport vehicles obsolete, too? I really wish they would.
No, like, no. They'll keep it in the Corvettes, obviously, but...
Well, the high, yeah.
Yeah.
The high... What,
the performance cars.
Performance cars. Like, yeah. like the Death Squad. Yeah.
Perform me to work.
But
all I want you to do is perform me to work.
Perform me to back out of the driveway to let everyone out and then.
Well, if you have a Corvette, you can back out a lot faster, though.
That's
well,
true.
Too bad they couldn't make it to where they could hover. That way you can go up and then around traffic.
If I get a vehicle, it'll probably be one of them Jeep kinds.
The Jeep kind.
Yeah. And I mean like the
you
Jeep.
You mean a Jeep. You mean a real Jeep.
The real
like
one. Not
the
not these fake ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not,
it,
yeah, not
I mean
the grocery getter for the soccer moms. You mean
right.
you mean a Jeep with the big knobby wheels and the big extra nasty tire on the back with the smiley face, right?
Yeah. And right. Well, I'll have a Ghostly Talk logo on it. But
oh, yeah.
And then, but I'm going to have, you know, like the soft
top.
So that in the summer I can take the top down and
oh that'd be cool
going
through
away.
The back roads and stuff
and
like that.
Yeah and then we oh man can you imagine how cut up we would have been remember when we went up to on Onaway we went up to Onaway and we were looking for Hikey's tomb
right
and we took Will's tomb.
That's what it sounded like.
It was horrible.
One time,
I'm like heading for this tree.
I think at one time I said, "Fold the mirrors in." Fold the mirrors.
We went through. I am dead serious. We went through this. It was a tunnel. Well, we made the tunnel of foliage. Yes. There was like these tire track, like this like two track kind of thing, sort of like maybe it was used in 1981 at one point by one car, and we followed it into this tunnel of foliage, and unfortunately a tree had grown right through the middle of it, so we couldn't go much further. But
and
but,
Doug's
yeah.
saying, "Go through here, no problem."
I can get through here. Yeah, the escort would have gone right through, just around the tree. But but can you imagine how cut up you'd have gotten? If you were in like a Jeep, that would have been we'd have been cut.
Yeah,
we'd have been
branch.
Bleeding. The branches are like bong. I mean, because yeah, searching for Hikey's tomb was an adventure in and of itself.
It was fun.
It was fun, and it worked, and we found it after we called into the show.
It was a fun night here in Detroit too, trying to do the show all by myself.
I still haven't listened to it. I need to download it.
No, I don't think we ever captured it.
Okay, it didn't get captured.
Just something happened with the Simplecast that night that I was trying to run on my own personal machine.
Yeah?
And it crashed. And I was like, oh, great. At the end of the show, I looked and I was like, oh, great, there's nothing here for me to scrap and put up on the site at all. And, we'll never hear that ever again because it was pretty interesting. Actually, I remember that.
You went on and on about something, right?
Oak Island,
yes.
Which actually is funny we mentioned that, because I was actually just bumping around the TV, I watched a movie, and then I kind of came off of that, and I hit the History Channel for a minute, and they were talking about treasure hunters.
Oh, really?
And it got me thinking about Oak Island again, like, yeah, I haven't thought about that in a while. That's actually, it was actually one of the listeners, squeaked my AIM, I don't know how. They're like, hey, let's talk about, you know, I'm like, I don't know what the hell I'm going to talk about tonight, I'm by myself here, and nobody cares about me. I'm in a basement somewhere. And
they all went on vacation.
They're all gone, yeah. And I was just begging for you guys to call me on my cell phone so I could put you on speakerphone.
Well, we had some issues with cell phones up there.
Well, it was one of the things where you had to stand on your one foot.
As a matter of fact, at
hop
one
up
point,
and down.
Yeah, somebody was like hanging out of Will's truck. You were hanging out of Will's truck, like kind of up above it, like waving.
And I got one little bar.
And that was pretty bad. We had to go out to the main road to get.
Well, my brother had a cell phone service brought
right.
there, too, so...
Thank heaven.
Yeah, we talked about Oak Island that night, and it was a very foggy night. I remember trying to do 2 hours.
Okay, what is Oak Island? I haven't heard of this.
Oak Island is an island. I want to say, guys, I'm so foggy on it now.
I thought it was like in the Atlantic Ocean.
I want to say it's by Nova Scotia for some reason.
Well, that would be Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah. I want to say it's by Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia? Nova Scotia's landlocked, isn't it?
No.
Oh, no. That's where that one plane... or is it Nova Scotia? It's famous for something. Wait a minute. Either a plane went down, or maybe that's where, like, Titanic survivors landed, or, I don't know, something. Okay, anyway. But that is Atlantic, right?
It's a separate little island, though. More or less, and
see, now I was thinking it was down like in those little islands down near the Florida.
I'm totally blanking on that. Will, why don't
Doesn't
you look
matter.
It up and see where it's at?
Yeah, now that we have bandwidth.
O-A-K? Yeah, you can find it.
O A K.
Yeah, you spell O and
Island has an
Island. You spell it
Island. Oak space
not with
Island.
A Z.
No, there's a lot of stories. There was just over the last century. People. No, thank you.
You did it right.
Thank you. That was totally that was like total like long term memory kicking in right there, trying to remember that stuff. I mean,
and what it was, there were these pirates, something like that.
There's a million theories. Nobody knows. Nobody's even found anything.
And up there, they have. If this is the same, and I think it's the same story I'm thinking of, they've got these stairs or something going into.
What it is when you go to the island, what happened? The actual design of it is really ingenious because what people did on the island itself, there's something buried there. I'm pretty sure there is something buried there because what would happen is that the original discovery was just by a couple of kids. Mm-hmm. They were up there playing and they were digging into the dirt and the sand and stuff on there.
As kids would do, yeah.
Yeah, and they hit a piece of wood, a thick piece of wood. And it was buried, that had been buried, it was buried a few feet under the ground. Well, that's kind of strange. Well, of course, you know, the bigwigs got a hold of it and started digging. And what would happen is somebody actually designed a series of tubes, like, as in plumbing, tubes, pipes, that came in from the edge of the island.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I'm thinking of.
That actually, and what would happen is when you dig deeper, like, they cut through the first bit of board, they sawed through it, and they, more dirt, great. So they keep digging some more. When they got to a certain point, I believe it was almost 200 feet down, they hit where these tubes would cut off at. And what would happen then is the water would come in from the ocean through these tubes, and it would start filling the hole up.
It would flood
the hole up.
Yeah.
So they couldn't dig. And they actually, I think, if I remember correctly, a few people died in this trying to get out of it.
Oh, wow.
Because the water came in. I'm not talking about little...
Right, you're
talking
about
big honking tubes, yeah. Right? So the water would rush in and start filling up immediately. I don't know any of the names. I can't remember. I'm not that good. But the treasure hunters, so to say, they were trying to figure this out. They tried to figure out ways to pull the water out as it was coming in and all these tricks, but they haven't been able to get any farther, I believe, than almost 300 feet. And they just can't get any deeper because the water keeps rushing in. And it's an ingenious method, the way whoever built it and designed it, they wanted to keep something there.
Right.
Something hidden.
You know, these weren't natural formations. These were actual piping you can see in the ground.
What's the chances of it being the Atlantis?
That's one theory. There's a website for this out there. As I looked at it that night, and I was doing the show. There's an actual website that has a whole page of theories. You can probably, I think you're probably at it right now, Doug. I mean, Will, what site is that?
ActiveMind.com. Mysterious.
Okay, that may not be it. There's one site that I did hit that had a whole page of theories, and the Atlantean theory was one of them. Oddly enough, one of the other theories, which kind of sparked my interest, was the Egyptians. That the whole cosmic joke of the pyramids was held in Oak Island, that the actual pharaoh's, you know, his riches, the pharaoh's possessions and belongings were not in the pyramids, because they're not there now, but they were actually buried at Oak Island. And then the pirates, too.
Probably put the Egyptian one way down.
Oh, yeah. It's reaching. It's reaching. Yeah. It's really reaching. But, yeah, and then there's the pirates, of course, that could be buried treasure there. But the problem is you can't get to it. It's too much water and it rushes in.
Isn't there a way that they could cap it off on the other end?
Well, yeah, trying to cap off an ocean.
No, well, if it's a tube like that, how big was the tube you said? Was it like
I
about
don't
a
know
foot
the exact,
or two in
I don't
diameter?
Know exact, yeah, I don't know the...
How far down does ground-penetrating radar go? Have they tried that? You
know? I'm sure they tried a lot of things.
They could use dyes. They could use... Yeah. Anything to see where it comes out.
Well, Will's actually at a page. Did you find it? Looks like Will.
I'm at a theories page. Yeah.
Captain William Kidd. Ooh.
Captain Kidd.
Arr.
Oh, the other thing I want. I've always like since high not high school since college. I've wanted a Jeep and a parrot. I have. I've wanted a parrot.
Where the hell did that come from?
Well, the RRR and parrot. Okay. Yeah. So I can walk around with my parrot and go, arr, arr, arr.
Well, there's one for sale at the party store by my house. When you
I don't know if I want a party store parrot.
It insults you.
It insults you. Oh, it's I do want that one.
Like when the owner's talking too much, he's like,
it'll fit in down here. Yeah.
Actually, Will was at that. I'm gonna play Jerry Lee Lewis here and grab my mic.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
So I'm going to try to read some of these. I'm looking at the screen right now. Was it? Well, there was the one, Captain William Kidd. Let's see here. The Notorious Pirater, Legends...
Privateer.
Where am I going? Oh, okay, here, take the mic.
Oh, this is
Captain William Kidd, the Notorious Privateer. Legends abound about secret caches of treasure buried by Kidd and his crew. Periodically, maps have popped up, alleged to be Kidd showing the location of his treasures. There are many tales of old men on their deathbeds claiming to have been part of Kidd's crew and having knowledge of hidden wealth. Some of these stories point toward Oak Island.
Hmm. What about the French Baron?
The French Baron.
It just says...
There's no French Baron.
What are you reading?
The French.
Is Francis Bacon.
How about Francis Bacon?
I have my glasses on.
Yeah.
Well, Francis Bacon.
Francis Bacon. There's a raging debate regarding the possibility that Shakespeare's plays were not written by him. Some claim that Shakespeare was not educated enough to write his plays, and they must have been written by someone else. Some people believe that someone else is Francis Bacon. Since no original manuscripts of Shakespeare have ever been found, the theory goes that Bacon has buried them somewhere to be found at some time in the near future. This is a fascinating subject by itself, and we'll explore under its own topic in the future.
Hmm. And then there's the French. There is the French.
Yeah,
I was right.
Not the Baron.
Right. But there's French people.
From where I'm sitting at, it said French Baron. That's what it looks like. That's what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, it's Francis Bacon.
I need to get my prescription checked.
I see the Baron part where you would think it was Baron, but...
Oh, it's killing me now.
It looks like Francis from here.
What do the French have to do with this?
Some theorize that the French may have buried money on the island as a safeguard against loss during the many battles with the English over the colonization of the Americas.
Yeah. It's likely.
Well, they engineered the air car, but they made it look awfully ugly.
Well,
that
says Vikings, right?
Yes, it does say Vikings.
Okay. No, I thought it said the village.
Not the ones from Minnesota.
Thanks, Will.
I'm sorry.
Are we going to go through bad. All of these? Is that what we're doing?
No, we're not going to go through all of them.
There's a bunch of stuff. The Vikings, bands of pirates.
Well, what's it say? Just keep scrolling down. There's got to be something about the Egyptians on there.
There's,
I'm just curious.
British during the American Revolution, Inca or Maya treasure.
Okay.
And that's it.
Well, I see you're looking at a different list than I am.
So is this area open for grabs? It's like me, you, and the whole gang wants to go out there and
I don't
try
think you can
this?
Just walk up on there.
No.
Now.
Yeah, it's probably
it's not.
Well, first of all, there's a big hole there, and then you fall into it, probably.
I didn't say we were going to do the work.
No, they've already done the work.
Me.
We'll hire Bonnie to do it for us.
Yeah, we'll send Bonnie out
here.
There. Yeah. Yeah, you just need to do it.
You guys grab your straws. We gotta suck this water out.
Just keep digging and digging. Don't worry about the water.
Yeah.
Don't be deep. You can swim, right?
I have a snorkel.
Oh, yeah. God. Sure.
I got it at the party store when I bought my parrot. You can have a snorkel.
Well, I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they've tried everything there is to try on that. We're talking about treasure here.
I don't
here,
think
so.
They tried capping it off.
Havoc will do it.
Okay, we'll send him down there.
What
happens if he dies, though? We're not going to have a news guy, then.
Okay. Kyle will do it.
Okay,
he's already Canadian, so...
Yeah, he's got a shorter drive than we do.
Yeah, so we'll
Kyle, get to work on that, will you, please?
Kyle, run up to Oak Island real quick and dig out that treasure.
But, oh, like, in Canada, they have, like, those safety work environments. They promote it, like, know your job, you know, like, so you don't have to take a hazardous job. So he's already educated and stuff like that. He'd probably be like, no, that's too risky.
Oh.
Oh, come on. It's
but
for
look
science,
at the reward.
Though.
The risk-reward factor is just phenomenal. If you found the treasure of Ocasio.
You don't make an omelet, you got to break an egg every once in a while. I mean,
right.
get to work. Let's go. I think they should. I think Kyle should go up there.
I think so, too.
Ooh, they have Blackbeard on here now.
Oh, Blackbeard?
On another site.
Well, we're getting just... Dun, 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 dun. I'm telling you, man. This is just turning into a friggin'...
They call it the money pit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ooh, I found the Egyptian stuff. Hold on.
Yeah, I see it's old.
Is that the diagram of what it looks like? It might look like?
How to build a pyramid.
Shut that down right now because he'll be making pyramids all Detroit.
He's probably already printed that page out, though. How to build a pyramid.
They were discovered in 1795.
I need you this pyramid.
Well,
I can't believe we're going on and on and on about Oak Island. Okay, so
hey, you asked me about it. I'm just telling
you. I asked you about it. Yeah, I didn't know.
But yeah, if I get a Jeep,
we're gonna drive it to Oak Island with your parrot on your shoulder.
That's and hopefully it won't fly away.
Can we just get you the eye patch too? Just to finish the whole thing off.
Knock a couple of your teeth out.
Might as well. Oh, we can just black them out.
Yeah, it's.
No, knock them out.
Come on, Doug, hold still. It's only gonna hurt for a second. Chill, God.
But yeah, I would get a Jeep and a parrot. Well, I mean, just a Jeep if I got a vehicle. So. That's what I want.
This sounds like one of those conversations where I was like, well, if I got $1 million, I'd get this.
I'd buy you a house, not... What are those lyrics? If I had $1 million...
Oh, not
I'd
the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, BNL.
BNL? Is that what they call them now?
BNL, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they had an analogy. I mean, I'm sorry.
Anagram or whatever it is. So. Yeah.
We
BNL.
Use it. Yeah, that was an interesting little show, though. It actually had me kind of... I was reading up on that a lot after that show. Just somebody, some listener, I don't even remember the person's name or whatever, said, hey, what, you ever heard of Oak Island? I'm like, no, I haven't. Let's see what it's about. So I'm doing what Will's doing. I'm like, okay, well, it says here that Captain Kidd did this, and these people did that. And I found myself being real interested in it.
I know entire shows that go quite like that.
What's that? Our show, not our show.
Not Ghostly Talk, except for this one.
Yeah.
But other ones, I know entire shows that go quite like that.
Oh, you mean like...
They do not air on Pioneer, by the way. So there you go.
Yeah. All the suspicion is clearing now. Yeah. There was a bunch of antlers just popped up all at one time. Wait a minute, what show is this? What show is he talking about?
Uh-huh. Well, if you don't air on Pioneer, watch out, dude. You know you're in my radar.
There were a few things that popped up last night, going back to this little experiment we did.
Yes.
Like I said, I did phase out numerous times in my session with the static.
Yeah.
I did phase myself out a few times. The one thing that the first time that it happened, it scared me out of my shoes almost. It was, I found out it was actually the heater kicking in.
Oh, yeah.
The furnace kicking
in. The heater, yeah.
It actually clicked through the radio and maybe jump off the couch.
So it must make, like, broadband emissions when the heater
kicks
in.
Well,
yeah.
That's an old house, too.
Yeah.
Also, notice when I turn on a light upstairs, it freaked out Bonnie.
Oh, okay. Is that when it would go?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
There were a couple times when it went.
It made a noise like that.
I turned on the light to go up the stairs, and which is basically right next to where the radios were, and it made a loud noise. And Bonnie was like, "Well, what was that?" And I'm like, "I just turned on the light." So,
yeah.
What kind of light was it?
It was just a regular bulb. Regular bulb that goes up the stairs. You put on
the wiring in the house is from like.
1930.
Yeah.
30s or 40s, yeah.
So, it doesn't even have the grounding the grounding pin or whatever.
No.
We were trying to plug everything in. That was just, there was no ground, there wasn't the ground.
Right.
220,
is that what you're saying?
No, not a 220. Oh, God. No. Thank
you.
I'm not plugging anything into a 220.
No, this was the old style house where, these plugs, they have that, third... Round
third
pin on the bottom.
It's a grounding pin.
Okay.
This one only had the two flat ones.
If we didn't have that, for example, on that plug right there, all you'd hear was coming through. You wouldn't even hear us because it'd be ground. It would kill everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, they had all the retro things on there for all the plugs.
Those bright orange.
Yeah, the bright orange little pluggy part. You got at the hardware store, and that's what you'd plug it in with.
And you're supposed to run a grounding wire. But nobody ever does.
No.
Yeah. So
that's too much effort right there. But no, I did phase out a few times, and a few things, like I said, when you put the headphones on, it makes it a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually try to do this like real time with the headphones on.
But that would be a real way, a real...
Well, you can hear a lot better.
Real-time EVP capture.
Yeah. You can hear a lot better, and you can actually... What I was doing was really trying to dissect the noise, because there were three radios going.
Right.
We had the mic aimed at all three of the radios. The speakers were all pointing at the mic. So the idea was to create this sheet of white noise.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put the headphones on, well, you know, like I said a minute ago, when you're standing there in front of the radios, it's like, oh, great, white noise. Well, cool, fine. Normally, you'd be like, okay, turn that thing off. It's annoying. but if you're a ghost hunter, it's beautiful. You want this now, right? So when you have the headphones on, I started dissecting the actual noise, trying to, like, pick things out. And I thought I was hearing all kinds of voices.
I thought I heard tons. I thought I heard, you know, screams and women talking in the background.
Yeah.
And yeah, I
want your body.
I thought I heard all kinds of stuff going on, you know, inside the noise. I don't know. I mean, really.
Right, like, was your mind picking it out, though?
Was my mind picking it out? Was it actually something buried in the stack that was just a really, real weak transmission coming through that was barely being picked up?
Right.
So I don't know what it was, but it was still hypnotic in its own way to try to do that, because it does phase you out completely. And that's just a warning to people that want to try this.
That
you're
going to
get worn out.
That'd be kind of scary if you're kind of like, you know, chilling and getting in your mode of like meditation, kind of zoning out, and then have a noise like what Will did by turning on the switch.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, right. I mean, that was a shock.
That's what it did to me. It made me jump out of the seat a few times, because I mean, it wasn't just the heater, the heating of the furnace kicking in. It was something else that would just, you know, jump up real quick, or, you know, like a buzz like that. Like,
but what is it
about
when you're not turning on a light, or the furnace isn't coming on?
Well, I don't know.
There's no other interference that you can
well,
find.
Well, that you know about. But the thing is we still have very little experience listening to white noise or listening to these, you know, radios on static frequencies. So we don't know. I mean, there could have been, you know, explainable things for those clicks and pops.
Yeah.
It's when you get somebody saying, you know, hello.
Well, yeah, somebody clearly comes through and says my name.
Al.
Yeah, that's going to be
what are you doing? You know, that kind
wake
of
thing.
Wake up. Yeah, wake up. You're like dozing there.
I was.
They're talking and talking.
It wasn't intentional. I wasn't bored by any means. I was sitting there listening, but it just took over after a while. And you just kind of become one with that white noise, and it just knocks you out. And that's exactly what it did to me last night. And I think when Bonnie put the headphones on, she got into the same mode, too. It just kind of put her into space also. And it, I mean, I didn't ask her what she felt like afterwards. I just know how I felt. I was exhausted. I was really, really exhausted. I was outside trying to get cold so I'd wake up. And we finally went and got coffee to wake up again. Because I was burned out completely. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I walked in there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I was wide awake. The watch died, and so did I. In a nutshell.
Wow.
It just knocked me out completely. And Will has his theory about that. I don't know really. I mean, if there's any ideas, email me for sure. I'm curious to see what may be the reason I felt that way afterwards.
Well, you remember when we were sitting at Kelly's store? She was saying that, you know, when you're doing meditation like that, I mean, it can drain you.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it can be the spirits taking the, you know, the energy from you.
Well, last night was the first time I was able to actually, like, push things aside, too. I've always had that difficulty with trying to meditate in the past. And I've always let all these things that are going on, which we all have them in our lives, all these things that we have going on that we think about all the time. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to take care of this. And I found myself for the first time, actually, last night, able to just clear it all out, focus on the heart or focus on what I was doing at that time, which is very rare for me to do that. I'm usually doing 1,000 things at once. And that may have been the reason that it just, like, knocked me out, shocked to the system, so to say. I really don't know. There's a million different ideas on that. But nonetheless, it was very interesting. I'm going to experiment myself, though, with these different types of noise, though, I think. I'm going to see if I can blend these together on my computer and try to generate different sheets of noise, not just white noise. Like I said, pink noise, blue noise, brown noise. They're out there. You can find them. Just try to experiment with these. Maybe there is something in those noise spectrums that makes it easier for them to come through. Possibly. I don't know. But these are just, that's the beauty of this, because we have no idea what we're doing. So we're just going to try all kinds of weird things, you know.
But remember, you're still dealing completely and only in the audio spectrum when you're doing that.
Yeah, that's the only
problem.
But,
of course, Spiricom had some successes. Well, ITC had some successes with that.
Yeah.
But Spiricom didn't, and they ended up, you know, setting up transmitter receiver arrays or configurations.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how Spiricom did it. But ITC, World ITC, they had gotten that through. They took what, an array of radios? They took like
five or six
radios, yeah. Put them in a circle, put a mic in the middle, and that's where they got the personal messages to each other.
And those radios were tuned to just a regular AM static band.
Yep.
That's all it was.
Which is what we had tried with just three radios. But, you know, three radios of different brands, different makes, different models.
Old and new, too.
Old and new, so that we could get, you know.
Well, one was actually on the FM band, too. One wouldn't even work on the AM band.
Right.
I mean, it worked, but it was clear.
Yeah,
it awesome.
Filtered
it
out the AM band.
Yeah, the
like
thing
the radio
great.
That you'd want if you really wanted to listen to AM. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I do. I always listen
I to actually had to throw that thing over to FM and push it all the way over to 88 megahertz. Like, on the end, not 88 megahertz, but, like,
right.
On the very end where it finally was like, okay, that'll work. Let's see what happens.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it just there was things just popping out. It was different. It was a different experience. It really was something new that I think we're going to work with a lot more, too.
But the different radios, they'll give you different tones.
Yes.
Which is, I think,
different
necessary.
Speaker size,
I mean,
band size.
Right, and I think that some will be warmer, some will be harsher. You know, so I think that you'll get a good array, a good sampling of white noise if you combine these like that.
Well, one thing I heard in the white noise that I was messing with a little bit was obviously, I'll say it again, when you're standing there just listening to the radios with your naked ear, you just hear noise. But when you put the headphones on, I don't know if you experienced this, Doug, that there was something under it all that was going beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
No, I didn't pay attention to that.
I heard this little thing under it. It wasn't like, you know, a set pattern. It wasn't, you know, you couldn't put a metronome to it, but it was something random that every once in a while would come through and go beep, beep, beep. It was just three little beeps that would come through.
Did you find out if his grandfather was good with Morse code?
No.
If he was in the army or anything like that? Because they use Morse. If he was that old or whatever, then they would have used...
Well, three beeps is an S, but that doesn't...
Whoa, Doug.
Wow.
Well, I mean, SOS.
Oh, SOS.
Yeah. So if you do three beats, three short beats, it's an S.
Okay. That's just an S?
Maybe go through there and see if there's any...
But I do know Morse code. I am an amateur radio operator, after all.
There you go.
And yes, I became an amateur radio operator when you had to know Morse code, so...
I was going to say, I didn't learn Morse code. I had to learn transmitter operations. That was hard. Very hard. The hardest class.
There's
I
just
got A minus.
There's just a lot more too. A lot more going on in there.
Top either.
There's just a lot more going on in there when you put the headphones on, though. That was a real weird part about the whole thing.
In the chat room, they're actually talking about Michael Trudeau.
Yeah.
Who is not here?
No, he's not here.
He's not with us.
No.
So
it's a hostless world. I mean,
this isn't our fault.
Yeah, this is a guestless world.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened.
Hopefully nothing bad.
I think this is the first time in our history that this has ever happened, too.
Well, I
think
really it's off.
Well, yeah, but we were prepared for that.
Well, right. I yeah.
Well, he's gone. Forget
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I asked a guest earlier in Ghostly Talk's career.
Yeah.
Polly Gear of Mountaineer Ghost.
Mm.
She ended up canceling during Ghost Month. Which I think was a very unfortunate time for her to cancel, because that was like one of our most listened to months ever.
Yeah.
But it turns out our friend Polly Gear from Mountaineer Ghost,
mm-hmm.
I saw her on what's the Proof Positive, I think it was.
Okay.
So she was probably involved with that. Well, at the time it was a family issue, but then she's gone on. I mean, she was on Proof Positive. They had done something about the haunted prisons or something.
Okay.
And they showed. Is that West Virginia State Penitentiary?
More than likely.
And she she was on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was big, like, Polly Gear. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've emailed with her, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool, yeah.
Now we've
but she did cancel during Ghost Month. But other than that, it
well, something's happened tonight, and, you know, this we're...
He got famous.
What? Are you talking about Michael?
Michael, yeah, he got all famous and stuff because he got interviewed by Hilly Rose.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so now he doesn't...
Something probably happened. Well, this is what will happen, all right? This is what will happen. We were planning on leaving next week wide open to do a show like we're doing right now, actually.
Right. Well, with calls.
Yeah, with calls and stuff like that. We kind of let the...
Right, we wanted the line to be open tonight.
Just in case Michael called in. Yeah, something happened, who knows. What I think we should do is next week, you know, we're going to get a hold of Michael one way or the other this week, see what's going on, see what happened, and get it rearranged so we can have him on next week then. That's what we'll have to do.
We can try.
Yeah, we can try.
We can try, only because I'm interested in the topic.
Yeah, we need to talk about this. It's very important.
I'm very interested in cashless society as a topic, and he is an expert.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, after being dissed or whatever, I'm not
something,
on that anxious
something's
anymore.
Something's had to happen.
So, yeah.
We'll just have to see what happens with that. We're sorry about
without
that.
Our fault. We didn't without an email? Without a voicemail?
Well, hey.
Well, like I said, you know, if he's had his own radio show and whatnot.
He did.
But
he must know how disrespectful it is not to
right, so
email you.
Right, so something
probably
did happen, because whether it's a little show or a big show, yeah, you don't want to blow your credibility, you know, your
well, you can't blow his credibility. He's
well, no,
huge,
no, like,
you know.
Well, of course but, not, but, like, he wouldn't want to, you know, burn a bridge or, not that
right.
we're a big bridge, but, you know, yeah. you know what I'm saying? You don't want to get on a...
Well, we'll figure out what's happened this week, and if we can, we're going to try to get him on next Sunday. And do what we're going to do this week. Well, we'll just flip flop the weeks, all right?
Okay.
It was kind of unexpected.
Okay.
You know, I didn't notice we didn't have a guest until, like, February.
No, because you booked Vance, right?
Vance is going to... I haven't got it up on the site yet. Vance,
okay.
We're planning... Yeah, Vance should be coming out on the 23rd.
Okay, cool.
I have to get that up on the site. Yeah, Vance West can be with us, because I actually asked him about doing another open remote viewing project.
I would love to.
And he was like, Vance, he's a workaholic. So
count me in.
He's still the king of email, too. I emailed him like a couple days ago, and like it was like about, I think it was actually like 3.27 seconds I got a reply back after
wow.
I sent it out. The guy just like, bam, came right back. I mean, I think he has like a chip in his head. It's his email account.
Email.
Yeah, and he just he dictates his voice through it, and wham, it comes back to you.
Or he has a computer around his hip.
I don't know what the guy does, but he he's going to be on the 23rd of this month. We're going to talk with him about the new project, some new things that Trinity Science is working on. He's like, oh, there's all kinds of new things going on.
Oh, they're doing all kinds.
We haven't talked to Vance in a while. It's been a little while.
And Trinity Science has been busy.
Yeah, we did that. We did that first open remote viewing project like over the summer.
Right.
It was like this past summer it was over, and we were actually planning, I think we were trying to get another one together for September, but things just got completely insane with both parties, so we kind of had to put it on the back burner, and I thought, with the new year...
Well, I'm going to try it this time.
Oh, well...
Because I know you guys tried it, but you didn't actually send in your results.
Mm-mm.
Both
yeah,
of you. Bad, bad, bad.
100%, right, but...
bad.
Yeah, you
bad.
Say that after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No one can believe you now.
Yeah, you have.
So
you have
zero
no
credibility yeah.
whatsoever.
How about you? How did you do?
I don't even know what the target was.
Well, you're not supposed to. That's
no,
the
no. Oh. Afterwards, hello.
Oh. Wasn't it some?
It was a
at game, a racetrack.
Yeah, the thing came down.
It was
coming down. It was actually an amazing picture.
Yeah,
there was people actually coming down. The thing
stands
like,
at a racetrack were crashing down to the ground.
Yeah, it was
in
it,
like the 1960s or something.
It wasn't even a stand. It was just a big scaffold that they used to have.
Oh, that was
just
a scaffold.
On.
Yeah,
it was
the
just
scaffolding
just,
was coming down.
You never see that happen now, but I mean, this is back in the 40s. I think it was in the 40s. That people, it was just a scaffolding they put on the side of the track, and people would just climb up on top of this
was
thing
like
and watch it.
Was it like a horse racetrack, or was it like...
I don't
well,
know.
Well, I guess it would have to be horse, because...
Well, back, I mean, they had cars
yeah,
in the 40s.
They
didn't go very fast, but...
Right.
They still raced them.
Could have been greyhounds.
Greyhound, maybe. I don't know.
Well, the thing came down. Yeah, it was a picture of this thing coming down. People actually falling with it. It was really kind of a horrific picture.
You know, that reminds me of something. It's a little bit off the subject. My sister was at that race where the wheel of that tire or the
oh
car
gosh.
Fell off. Yeah, it was like a couple stands that way.
Oh, man.
Where all those people got crushed
yes.
and injured and killed.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what they did? They just put a big old tarp over the area.
Oh.
The race kind of...
continued
with the people under there still.
Well, they
come up later.
No, not the dead.
Yeah, my sister was like, we could have been sitting over there. Like,
well, they just covered it. Oh, well, we can't let the race stop. God forbid, you know.
And
I mean,
they stopped it for a little bit, but then they had to do the investigating and stuff, so they kind of like tended it.
Hey guys, slow down for a minute. A tire just flew off and killed like 800 people. So, hey, put the white flag out. Yeah, that one always seems to work. That'll slow them down a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, put a tarp over them. Well, okay.
Oh my God.
I'm sure they won't mind if they're dead, but that's still a little bit creepy and morbid in my own. Okay.
Well, they have a whole issue. Oh,
the show's over.
They're doing a live broadcast, and if the camera person's any kind of a person like me, I'd be like, and there's car number 3.
Yeah, you tighten that camera angle right up. Yeah. That thing would be, yeah, you'd be the car itself would be the only thing in the frame. That's all you'd see. You'd be able to see the expression on the driver's face, probably. You'd have it so close.
If you get any, like, blood in the shot, they fire you instantly or something. Yeah.
I think it would be safe to say after something like that, hey, look, the show's over. Why don't we just go home for the day? Something
right.
Bad happened.
Call the race.
Yeah,
you know?
Sorry. Yeah. You know, we can do it next weekend, you know, right. Weather permitting. You know, okay, great. That's kind of, that's not good.
That's tragic.
It's very tragic. But yeah, we'll try it. This will be the plan for this week, though. We're going to get things, you know, we're going to get a hold of Michael one way or the other. And if we can get him, we can get things worked out, we'll get him on next week for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We were really excited about doing this show. And
if
something,
not,
something bad had it.
If not, I'm going to talk about Cashless Society.
We'll talk about it.
He's not the only expert out there on the planet, you know. So, I mean, I'll talk about Cashless Society.
CPA, Doug Semick.
It's something that I've thought about a lot. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot, you know. But I think that it's a topic that people should be interested in. I don't think they are.
I think
according to our poll, they're not.
I'm the first one to say
they don't know what it is.
I'm the first one to say that finances are probably the most mundane, dry thing I've ever tried to study in my life, especially in college. But when you actually start living it, you know, where every penny counts, you get very interested in it real quick.
Yeah.
You do. Especially if you're going to be moving, if it's potentially going to move to something like this, it will affect everybody then.
Mm-hmm.
So I think whether people like it or not, they're going to get interested in this one way or the other.
Well, my journal article stands.
Cashless Society equals bad.
In huge, bold print, yeah.
That's pretty much what it is, though.
I wanted to say my aunt's cat has a chip in the back of her neck in case she gets lost.
So they start with the animals, huh?
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
Yeah, they're supposed to do putting it in livestock and everything to keep track of, like, mad cow disease and...
How's that going to track mad cows?
What they can do is they'll know which cows were in what areas at what time in comparison with the other.
So they're keeping databases of where the cows are.
Right, that's the ultimate.
What a waste of bandwidth.
Let's keep databases of where the people are next.
Well, yeah, it's a very. We obviously don't have shampoo because we experimented it on people's heads.
They used it
on animals first.
Like, they could tell if two people were having sex then. Because if two chips were, like, in the same area and, like, possibly touched, I wonder what kind of, like...
Ow, you're giving me feedback.
Did my chip touch your chip?
And then, girlfriends can track. Oh,
crap. A whole new thing for divorce court, you guys.
Your chip was located at 223 Unhappy Boulevard.
And that's where that... Your secretary's chip was.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Something to think about, though.
You guys,
to think about.
You guys, we have to clear the air. We have to make it make way for W Paranormal.
Yeah.
Coming up next on Pioneer. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to close the show. Yeah. Guestless.
Guestless, man. Mm-hmm. Got dissed.
And on time.
We did. Guestless and on time. So with all that, we submit all of that for your approval or disapproval, as it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you enjoyed our little stories and everything like that. Thank you, everybody, for listening, because you don't have to listen to this, but we enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. I hope you learned something. I hope you share in our frustrations and our happiness. And with that, though, we are going to have to clear the way for W Paranormal coming up next on Pioneer. Ghostly Talk is featured. Ghostly Talk is broadcast live
everywhere.
Yeah, all over the world on the internet from the Haunted Basement Studios in Fraser, Michigan, and we're on the air, of course, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. If you're hearing this at any other time, you're hearing a replay.
Yep.
Share the internet radio experience with your friends. Tell everybody about internet radio because I want more and more people to get hooked on internet radio like I am.
I
want to
hug you now.
I would never be able to listen to Clyde Lewis. I would never be able to listen to a lot of people. Alex Jones. I wouldn't be able to listen to A Closer Look if it weren't for internet radio.
There'd be no way for us to listen to that.
You wouldn't be able to listen to Ghostly Talk if it weren't for internet radio. So share internet radio with your friends, everybody. And with that, I am Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I am Karma.
I'm Will.
And we will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.